You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Oinky had called a meeting. And not just any sort of meeting. He, along with Nicky Sow and a bright young pig called Box Brownie, had gathered a number of the animals together who held various positions of responsibility around the farm to keep all the paddocks and pens in tip-top shape, make sure everything was running as it should, and act as the representatives of those animals in their respective areas. This was a very special meeting that Napoleon frequently used, always behind closed doors, to wield her absolute power. But Oinky decided that his meeting was to be held out in the open to ensure that all animals were perfectly aware of how he and his team felt on a great many issues. Oinky was hosting his first woodshed talk, and all the animals gathered around and looked at him, understandably nervous.
"Right, you lot," started Oinky. "I've gathered you here today because we need to get a few things straight. Napoleon and Squealer and their flagrant feed distribution habits are gone. You have been elected by your representative pastures and paddocks to care for what you need to on a day-to-day basis. We allow you to collect your own feed tithes to get this work done. But this work does not include glitter barns and recreational mud wallows. It's for pasture management, track maintenance and refuge disposal. Nicky and I will no longer tolerate your whining coming back to us for more feed to bolster your overinflated waistlines. What I'm saying is, we can't afford it. And all of us need to go on a bloody diet, starting now."
Oinky's brow was beaded in sweat and he stepped aside, flushed and frustrated, and he looked out at the animals gathered around him. None looked too pleased, but none also pushed back. They knew they'd been high on the hog for years. Napoleon, Chippy and Squealer had kept them exceptionally well fed, and this had won great loyalty to the previous administration from these farm leaders outside the farmyard. One pig, though, stood glaring at Oinky. Vicky Puaka was a free-range kunikuni who, along with others from her wallow, had infiltrated the central farmyard's day-to-day management team and pretty much had free range, as their name implied, of all the day-to-day goings-on of the central farmyard. She sat there seething at the gall of this bloated, bald, plutocratic porcine. How dare he! So what if the pipes and drains needed a little work around the place? She'd overseen a very smart extension to the admin shed and had made plenty of new cycle lanes with planter boxes for anyone who thought they might try a bicycle, even though animals don't ride bicycles. It was the thought that counts. And here was Oinky telling her to rein things in. She felt a conflict brewing, and Vicky was a kunikuni not to be crossed. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.